We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you had a shutout victory over Eureka on Friday night. And what'd you like about that win last week?
I like the way our defense played. You know, second week in a row we were able to post a shutout, and first time we've done that since 2021, I believe, posted back-to-back shutouts. So our defense is playing pretty well right now, and we hope to continue that this week.
What do you feel like a strength is to your defense right now, posting a second consecutive shutout?
Our defense is pretty balanced, you know. I think all three levels, our defensive line, our linebackers, and our secondary are doing a nice job of doing what they're asked to do. And so, you know, when a team schemes against us, I don't think they can scheme against just blocking one particular player or being mindful of one particular guy. We've got 11 guys out there that are doing their job.
How good is it to start district play on a high note?
Well, certainly the way you want to start district play is to try to get that first W in the books, and fortunate that we're able to do that. But we realize we still have a long road to go. We were fortunate enough to be district champions last year, and that's, you know, we're working towards trying to repeat that. But still a long way to go and some quality teams yet to play.
Can you talk about some of the key guys that helped you defensively this last week that did some good things?
Well, again, you know, I hate singling out people because I always feel like I'll forget somebody. But, you know, in the secondary, you know, those four guys, Cooper Parsons, Jess Reese, Ryan Farwell, and Tyson Gregg, have been doing a good job, you know, throughout the year. You know, at the linebacker level, we've got Logan White and Chase Williams and Jaden Bolliard and Austin Lamb. Those guys have been doing a good job as well. And then, you know, we rotate a bunch of guys on the defensive line, and they've been doing a sound job too. So like I said, you know, I know we want to single out individuals, but it's a collective unit that's been doing a good job for us.
What do you like about your team right now as the midway point of the regular season just surpassed?
Well, I like the fact that we've played some decent football up to this point, but we still see areas on film that we can improve upon. And I feel like our guys have the mindset to understand that, and they're still hungry and still working to improve. So, you know, still some room for growth on our team.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you step out of district play this week. You head to Sedgwick. And the Cardinals, you know, the Cardinals have been a good program as of late, and you play them last year and they're 3-1, so it's going to be a good challenge for you guys coming up on Friday.
Yeah, it will be. You know, they gave us a competitive game last year, and they brought back a lot of guys, and you know, they're a team that can really light up the scoreboard and explosive offense, and one of the best passing games that you'll see at any level of football in Kansas. So we know that defense that we've been talking about in this interview, you know, it's going to have its work cut out for it on Friday night. So it should be a good challenge for us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at Sedgwick on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. Enteal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.